Done my finish up since the chapter.
So you're almost up to date then.
Okay, am I now behind?
We're on Chan Amud Aleph, right?
Oh, right, we are on Chan Amud Aleph. It didn't start yet. Okay, fine. We're going to try to do a full daf today, but we will see how it goes. I don't think it'll be too hard because, as you can see, this amud is really long. but just to discuss, why is it so long? Right? Before. Okay, let's talk about it, right? Okay, the amud today is Ches Amud Aleph. It has all of, in my Bar Ilan, 4 lines. He would have a little bit more, maybe 6? 8? There we go. Why is that? How did that happen? I want you to look at the Dibur Maskel and says this.
And so we'll look at what?
Look at what the words of the Tosis start with. What words in the Mishnah are they commenting on?
All of them?
Yeah, which words in the Mishnah are the Tosis commenting on?
I think... It looks like... Is it all of them? No.
Hold on. There are several words that aren't in the Mishnah they're commenting on.
Ah! Jonah has been ola on the fact that most of the toitzim on the Amud, which take up most of the room on the Amud, are not commenting on words that appear in the Mishnah or the Gemara. Gornish of a Gornish, they appear later in the Perek.
That's what my note says.
Why? Why is it that toitzim are commenting here on Mishnayos that appear later in the Perek? No? What's the answer?
There's no room later in the Perek.
What?
There's no room.
It's just easier to give all the background now.
You're kidding, right? It's much clearer to have places in commenting on words that you don't even know what they relate to. I agree. That makes it much easier to understand.
Some kind of... Like, the manuscripts got confused?
Closer, but no. Okay. We are used to seeing, and this is a good place to have a little bit of akdama into how the Gemara was printed before I give akdama into the Perek. Right? The Gemara was printed and copied for a period of... Let's put Chassimus HaTalmud conservatively. 600, you're in the 600 Common Era, maybe 650 Common Era, right? Whatever it was. And from then on, we have the Talmud being first given over orally in the yeshivas in Babylon. It was not written down. It's important to realize that. When was it written down? So we don't know exactly. I think you can demonstrate it happened sometime in the 8th century. Certainly by the 9th century, for sure it happened. We know because we know that even though the yeshiva in Bavel was still using an oral Talmud that was memorized by Agaras, we discussed this before, by a guy who was a human memory machine, but they sent a written copy to Kairouan. Right? Because the yeshiva in Kairouan needed a copy.
Is that Cairo?
Kairouan is not Cairo. Cairo is in Tunisia. Tunisia, city in Monday, Tunisia, right? And the yeshiva, so there was for sure a written copy of the Talmud by this stage, right? There was a written copy of the Talmud. Now, from that point on, we have the Talmud being copied out by scribes for the next 800 years, Pachor Yoter, until the 16th century, when it is printed for the first time. And from then on, the Girsa is set, Futz Venezia, set both the text, more or less. Occasionally, little alterations are made, but basically the text was set, right? Most of the text alterations after that were made, by the way, by the Maram Lubin, interestingly. Not the Maram Lubin, the Maram Lubin, right? But fine, it's not for us right now, right? And the pagination was set. The standard dapim that we're used to was set in Tfus Venezia. Changed a little bit in Tfus Vilna, not significantly, right? And so from then on, you have standard pagination. Okay, so let's talk. How was the Gemara copied out when it was written down? Well, it's a fascinating question. It really depended on the whims of the sofer. Some soferim included Mishnayos in the Gemara. Some didn't. Some stuck all the Mishnayos at the beginning of the Perek. Some soferim interspersed the Mishnayos throughout the Perek as they saw fit.
Oh, there's some parochim which have all the Mishnayos at the beginning.
Ah, very good. And to this day in our printed Gemaras, we have remnants of this, right? So some Mishnayos, some parochim have all the Mishnayos at the Perek. For example, the first Perek of Sanhedrin, right? The first two parochim of Shavuos. The last Perek of Brachos, right? These examples show up, right? Now here, that didn't happen. Here, the Mishnah says get it throughout the Perek, but apparently the printer did not bother to take part of the Tosfos at the beginning, and the Tosfos were dealing with a manuscript that had all the Mishnayos at the beginning of the Perek.
Yeah.
And therefore, all the Tosfos and all the Mishnayos of the Perek are stacked at the beginning. Right, and therefore we have an Amud with apparently 8 lines, right? Of Mishnah and Tosfosim, of 8 lines of Mishnah and Gemara, and Tosfosim that and tons of Tosfosim that reference things that are all over the Perek. Okay. Very good. Fine. That is our introduction to the printing of the Talmud, which is, like I said, this is as good a place as any to talk about. Just it's important to know about it, that way you know how these things happen. Right? It's much less confusing. By the way, what that means is that the text of the Gemara, as you see, which addressed Mishnayos, is artificial. It was done basically based on Pirush Rashi. Right? Rashi would say this addresses these words in the Mishnah, and based on that, the printers would say, oh, that means that this Mishnah should come before that Gemara. That was basically the criterion on which it happened. Sometimes if you have machlokes, oh, wait, but this relates to a previous Mishnah, it can happen. Right? How does that happen? Because it was never written like that.
The little quotes from the Mishnah appear within kolons.
No, that is also wasn't there in the original writing of Shas. Those appeared sort of over the years as well, as an attempt to be helpful, sometimes helpful and sometimes less so. Okay? Very good. Okay, so that is with regard to the printing of the Gemara, which, like I said, is just a really good place to turn up because the Tosfos sort of force you to think about it. Now, with regard to the Perek itself, this Perek is distinct from the previous Perek in what way? Very simple. Right, the previous Perek talked about Psalm. Right? This Perek talks about Kasher Korbanos. When the meal happened in Kasher Korbanos. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Anasi structure it like that? I have no idea. Right, pasul, first pasul, then pasher, then kasher. That is the basic distinction between them, right? Now, in particular, right, the two psalim that he talks about in the previous parak were
Pigol,
very good, and Shvita
Gadaram
Safin, right? That preached very, very prominently, right? Shvita Balayla is sort of a safe of that, right? A Shvita that happens, Eichshu a little bit wrong, but still Bak Kodesh. Pigol, which is a classic psul Bakodesh, and Yotze, which, what did we say about Yotze? What makes it unique?
It's
a sort of funny psul. It's not a real psul Bakodesh, right? Yeah. It's eating an army passes the korban, but there's nothing wrong with the goof of the korban, it's just we took it into the wrong place. So these are what's called psul and sheh Bakodesh. Right?
All of those you mentioned.
That's a psul sheh Bakodesh. Now you could... We could have talked about Tame, we didn't talk about Tame, right? Interestingly, right? Excuse me. Noisar is, of course, not so relevant, because Noisar means everything was done and it was edible and then I left it over. So there's no biyunim about what happens before and after Zrikas Dam and Noisar, because Noisar is only a relevant category after Zrikas Dam. Fine. So, that is that. Now, here we're going to talk about kosher korbanos. Right? Now, the yonim about kosher korbanos are going to force us to actually think about how korbanos, you know, should normally function, how many yonim really works, and this is, of course, the normal case. Okay? So, let's, with that, hakdama. Let's start. Chatas ha'oif. Right? A chatas ha'oif, when you bring an oif as a chatas. By the way, when do you do that? Does anybody know?
Your ledet.
Very good, your ledet can bring a chatas ha'oif. What else?
Would Mitzorah do this as well? Like Mitzorah and...
Depending on how much money he has, right? Who else brings a chatas ha'oif? Very good. Right? Korban Olav Yoreid involves a chatas ha'oif. Okay. So chatas ha'oif is not a normal chatas. It exists only in very specific circumstances. Right? Mo'alin ba mishnehu kdusha. Chatas ha'oif has me'ila, mina Torah, asham, chomesh, the whole show, right, from the second that you are a makdishet bet peh. Right, meaning you say this animal is going to be a chatas ha'oif, from that point on there is me'ila. Okay?
What's the chiddush here? Is it more was... Is that not the case with all Koche Kodoshim?
Sorry?
Is that not the case with all Koche Kodoshim?
It's a case, yes.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a chiddush in every. They're gonna go. You're gonna say it, and the Mishnah is going to the details for some cases. It's not always a chiddush in every single case. But sometimes they'll say this case is like this, and this case is like this, and this case. Do you know what I mean? This will be one of those problems, right? Nimlika. Once you do Malika, okay. Do you know what Malika is? Who knows what Malika is?
Is that with the finger?
Okay. So you sheft a foot.
You don't shech.
Isn't the way you... Instead of shech, you do
it's specifically not a shechita.
Okay, it's very good not a shechita, and it will not work.
It's from the back, right?
Yeah, very good.
Snap the back of its neck or something.
No, you look it off your the thumb. The
Kohen has a very long thumbnail on his right hand, and he would hold the bird from behind, like that, right? His hand would be around the bird, and he'd be holding his left hand as well, right? And then he would run, he would slip the bird's neck from behind using this very long fingernail.
Yeah.
Right, the fingernail, by the way, has to be at least an inch and a half for this to even be possible. And even so, it's a very hard maneuver to pull off. Like, if you just move, perform the experiment, go ahead. Move your finger like this, it's not easy to do. Right, that movement is not that easy to do with any particular force. This was, according to the with good reason. Right, it's a very hard, it's just a hard action, you need practice.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that tray for chulin?
It's absolutely tray for chulin. It would create an avila, but in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the way you do it.
Okay.
Right? It's the Gemara brings this one enough to me. Is if you say, depending on whether you say that Shkita is Halacha Meshavim Sinai, or you say it's learned from Kodshim, one of the Nafkaminas is really, will there be Malika before the Mikdash? So since we say it's Halacha Meshavim Sinai, the answer is no. Right, and therefore we say Shkita. On Ophis we say Shkita as well, Michut La Mikdash. Okay? Nimlika Huchsharali Pasa Batul Yom Mukhosa Bekorim Uvalina. From the point that you have done Malika on this bird, right, it becomes capable of becoming Pasal because a Tvul Yom touched. Right? We'll have to discuss why in a second. Right? Or because I mechus or kippurim tashin. Now, what's a tvul yom?
You've been told that you haven't yet waited for sunset.
Very good. And a mechus or kippurim?
You haven't yet brought your korban.
Who?
Kohen Gadol.
Mitzorah.
Mitzorah. Who else? Come on, people, say for Vayikra. Who brings a korban?
Balkari.
No, not a Balkari. Which tuma do you need to bring a korban for? Mitzorah is one of them.
No, Nazirut.
What?
No. Yoledet.
Very good, Yoledet.
Tzorah.
Mitzorah, we said.
Oh.
Zav and Zav.
Oh, Zav, yeah.
Right? Okay, so, right, a Mechusar Kippurim, right, if he touches it, will pass the Korban. Again, we'll discuss the details of that in the Gemara in 1 minute. Right, and Lina, if the bird is left out overnight. Now, note. When it comes to Zvachim, Lina means you leave either the blood out or the meat out, right? And you will frequently have a discussion, as we did in the previous paragraph, what exactly did you leave out overnight? Right? Because it makes a difference.
If it's the meat, isn't it fine?
Depends for what?
As in, if it can be eaten for more than 1 day, isn't it fine if it's been eaten for more than 1 day?
There might be still a mitzvah left up still in the first day. I don't know if you didn't eat it, you can still eat it in the second day, even if that's mutter considered. Right, but I think
healthily sins, it's a problem.
I'm sorry.
He said healthily sins, it's a problem.
No, he said there was a nace. The Maran Yuma says there was a nace in the base of Mikdash that the meat never went bad.
Oh really?
Yes.
Well, massive fridge.
Maybe the nace was that Akash Baruch Hu brought a fridge from the future for them to use. I don't know. Anyway,
isn't that Avot? Isn't that Pirkei Avot?
Sorry?
Isn't that Pirkei Avot?
Okay, but it wasn't part of Pirkei Avot originally.
Okay.
It's the sixth parak, it's a later edition, it's actually Tosefta. With a bird, you will never have the discussion about whether it's the blood or the meat. Why? That question will never be asked.
Because there's no blood for the bird. Because you don't put it on the mizbeach?
Because you don't collect the blood in the clue. Right? You never separate the blood of the bird from the meat. The way you do. We'll see in a second. Right, literally in 1 second.
Okay.
Who's Adama? What the Kohen would do is he would put his finger into the bird's neck and flick the blood at the mizbeach. Right? I'm hoping nobody screams. Right? Chayavin alav mishum pigul. From that point on, there can be a chiyuv because of pigul. Remember, we said pigul is if either during shchita or here is the kabbalah. So either during shchita or during hazaya, you thought to eat the korban or be marked or whatever was meant to be hooked up from the korban. Chutzlas manai or chutzlas makomai, right? Then noisar, you can become chayav at that stage for noisar. Meaning, if you leave it out for more than a day and then you eat it, there will be a chiyuv noisar. Or if you eat a bitumah, you're metame the korban, and then you eat it. In any of those cases, there'll be a chiyuv, right? Ve'ein ba me'ila, and there will be no me'ila in the korban anymore.
So it's like the other thing. We said this before. Just the once you shecht it, it drops the me'ila.
Same thing. Yes, with kochi kochim. Because achatas is chotchei kochim. Okay, now note, when we say ein ba me'ila, as we have mentioned before, we don't mean there's no me'ila in the bird in its entirety. There's no me'ila in the bird except for the bits that will be burnt on the mizbeach. The bits that will be burnt on the mizbeach will maintain the iser me'ila. Right? When the iser me'ila for those bits will go away, we will talk about later in the perek, so I'm not going to go into it right now. Okay? Fine. Mara. Kasani, the Mishnah taught. Hukshera lipasel bitvulyoim umkhusar kuipurim vilina. So it said, becomes kosher to become pasel from a tvulyoim, right? Or mechusar kipurim, right? Or lina. Lipasel in, to become pasel, is what it can. It can become pasel already from a tvulyoim, right? But to become so tommy that it can now actually cause other things to become as well, that cannot happen from a tvulyoim. Right? A tvulyoim makes it only pasel, not able to be tommy at other things.
It is tommy in itself.
So, very good. Jonah points out, it is tommy in itself. What does all this mean? The Rambam says in the Hakdama to Seder Taras, which you should both read, because it is important to read. Hakdama to Kochim and the Hakdama to Taras are very, very important for learning Kochim and Taras, both of them. Right? So Rambam in his Hakdama to Taras lays out the following basic rules, and this is Moska. It just happens to be as a very clear articulation there. Right? Why? It goes like this. When it comes to Chulin, when the Gemara says Tame means Rishon, a Rishon the Tumah, being the first Vlad the Tumah, it got Tame directly from
an Avtuma.
From an Avtuma, exactly. And if it says Pasel, it means a Sheni the Tumah. Right? Because the word Pasel, when it comes to Tumah and Tara, means Tame but unable to be Metame other things. That's what the word means, specifically.
Can't a Sheni be Metame Tumah and Kochin?
Sorry?
Can't a Sheni be also be Metame other things?
Most of the time, no. Right? There are a couple of exceptions. For Basham, the answer is no, Begadol. Right? Basically, the exception is if it comes into contact with water. But if it comes into contact with a liquid, one of the Zayin Mashkim, then there's a Zayra Derabanan that Mashke will become a Rishon again, and then that Rishon can pass on to some other things.
But the Sheni can't itself be the Tamei Shlishi.
No. A Sheni Becholin cannot create a Shlishi Betroma. There is no Shlishi Becholin. Doesn't exist. Now, in Truma there is a Shlishi. So, you have a Rishon, right? You have a Sheni. And then you have Pasel, which is a Shlishi. Right? And the same basic rules. A Shlishi Betruma cannot pass on Tuma. Except to a liquid. Is that one on the same mashkin? Okay? When it comes to Kodesh, no, one up, we have a Revi'i. Right? The Revi'i Betuma is
Pasel.
Very good. Not Tamei, Pasel in the Lashon. So you have Risha and Sheni, Shlishi will all be Tamei. And the Revi'i is only Pasel.
Can a Kochin only become Revi'i from another Kochin?
I'm sorry?
Can Kochin only become Revi'i from another Kochin? So be made Tamei by.
Or from a Tuliyah.
But the Shlishi that it makes the Revi'i Tamei.
A Shlishi can make a Revi'i Pasel.
Yeah,
or alternatively. Right, a tul yom can make a kochim pasel, right, or mechusar kippurim. Because for these purposes, mechusar kippurim and tumah and tul yom are the same thing.
Okay,
very good. For a kochim, not for truma. The kochim is allowed to eat truma. Okay, fine. So we can. It can become parcel, meaning it can become a reviva kodesh, but it can't become tomme, meaning it can't become a shlishi to pass on some of other things, right? Masnis imani. Who says? Rabbanan he. It was Rabbanan. Desanya, because the brayta says Abba Shaloi mir Abba Shal said tful yoim shkila la kodesh. The tful yoim will become a tchila la kodesh. Meaning midde Rabbanan. We made a zera that will treat a tful yoim as a tchila la kodesh, meaning a rishon. Right, we will midde Rabbanan. We will treat a tful yoim as a rishon, meaning what will he make? He'll make it a.
It can make other things tame.
A sheni. Meaning it will be able to be tame two more levels. Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's like Zera because we don't want a tful yoim to get anywhere near kodshim. Yeah? Rabbi Meir.
That's matame then rather than posel.
Sorry?
Doesn't that mean that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rabbi Meir Omer, metame as a kodesh. Rabbi Meir says he will be metame. So, since Rabbi Meir must, posel as a trauma, he will be metame as a kodesh, and it will be posel as a trauma, meaning what will he create? What level? What's tame be kodesh and posel be trauma?
Ravi and kodesh.
Shlishi. Tame and kodesh and shlish and posel and trauma is a shlishi. But therefore, Rabbi Meir says, we didn't go so far as to make a tful yom a rishon, we made a tful yom a sheni. Right? The Zera Darabana wants to make a tful yom a sheni. V'chachamim oimrim and chachamim say k'shem shu poitzel mashke truma ve'oichei truma, just like he parcels the liquids of truma, right? And oichei truma, and anybody from eating truma, if a tuyum touches oichei truma, he can allow it. If a tuyum touches somebody who can normally eat truma, meaning somebody's Torah, then they can't eat truma until they're table themselves, right? Kachu poitzel mashke kodesh ve'oichei kodesh, so too he parcels the mashke of kodesh, the liquid of Kodesh and the Oichlim of Kodesh and the food of Kodesh, Seder. Right? And that must be the Dea in our Mishnah. Right? But he's only Poisel, but he's not making it Tummy. You both understand? Okay. Fine. I'm going to do something I don't usually do because the Amud is so unbelievable. This next Amud is so much longer than the previous one. I'm just going to go ahead and stick the next line into the next statement of Rava into the previous Amud, and then we'll wrap as it relates. And then the next bit is a bit so insugia, so we'll do that for the next bit, okay? Amar Rava la Abashol Maila Asaba Kochim. For Abashol, they made a Maila. They made Kochim more chamor than they need to be Minatora. Right? Shabinu Rabbanan the tul yom karishon. They made it like they Rabbanan may a tul yom karishon. The Rabbi Meir, they make it oichel sheni, like oichel as a sheni, meaning a person can never be a sheni. So they made it like an oichel sheni.
What kind of person be?
Rishon, either an av or a rishon.
Because you can't become tamei from a rishon.
A person cannot become tamei from a rishon. Therefore, a person can never be a sheni. Right? I mean, Rabbanan, we've made him a sheni, but that means that he's like food, really, because only a food can usually be a sheni. Right?
That means he's
like
as in from the perspective of tumah.
And then therefore what, though?
Hey, it's just saying ke oichel sheni. That's why it's saying ke oichel sheni and not ke sheni. Kelim cannot be a sheni either.
So like
Kelim can be an av or a rishon.
Okay. Kelim like people.
Only oichel, yeah, basically. Yes. Only oichel can become a sheni. Le Rabbanan for Rabbanan. Kevin de tavol kalash tumah. For Rabbanan, since he toveled and his tumah is now much weaker, right? Pasul mishave, he can make things pasul. Tame lo mishave, but he can't actually make things tame because his tumah is already much weaker.
If someone's tovel yom,
sorry, a tovel yom, yeah. Okay. Tov. I just want to make a ha'ara here. This is very, very important. Just for your ideas, this is a famous machlokes shonim, right? This gemara sounds like tful yom touching kodesh is d'oraisa or d'rabanan.
D'oraisa.
Sorry.
Oh, d'rabanan. Yeah, d'rabanan.
Why are you making all these berries? Only d'rabanan to begin with.
Was that he made the zera?
To touch kodesh.
Why would the act going to be a rishon if it's going to be derabanan if it's mutter min haTorah?
I think the act of touching kodesh.
Yeah,
sounds like the writer.
Yeah, it sounds like the writer. It sounds like good pasul kodesh min haTorah. Right, it sounds like the position of a chacham is min haTorah. And then Abba Shaul and Rabbi Meir tries to make grace. There isn't chacham said no.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's what it sounds like. Right. The problem is this contradicts us. Okay? So, there is basically a machlokes rishonim around what to do with this. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam say that it must be that there is a revi bakodesh min haTorah. Now, there is a problem. How can there be a revi bakodesh min haTorah? We paskin eino min haTorah, ein ochel matame ochel. Right, oichel can now make more oichel tamei, so you can end up with a sheni min haTorah easily. If a kli, which is a rishon, or a person with a rishon, touches food, the food will become a sheni, even if it's kodesh. But from then on, you really can't progress because there's no such thing as food being matami more food, and the only way you can have a sheni is if it was food to begin with. Right? Therefore, what is a min haTorah? Therefore, how do you end up with a revi? So says Rabbeinu Tam, the Tirutz is as follows: they didn't touch food. The person on a cleaner was a rishon touched eitzim. Eitzim are not makabel tuma, but in the mikdash they are, because of a thing called chibas hakodesh. Right, the kodesh itself makes them susceptible to be makabel tuma. Right, as a result, they can become tamei, and now they can be matami food. So you can get to revi that way. Right, two levels of eitzim and then one level of food. Min haTorah. Right? Rashi, on the other hand, assumes that...
How does that solve the problem of Tulyom?
So that says how you can get to a revi at all. Right? How, otherwise, why would a Tulyom, who is less than a Rishon, be a problem touching anything?
Oh, I see.
Right? Yeah. The Rashi says that no, a Tulyom touching Kodesh is only Midarabanan. Right? And that this whole sugya is only Midarabanan. Tulyom certainly can't eat Kodesh. And they were goyzer, even Chachamim were goyzer, Tulyom can't touch Kodesh after not eating it. And the same thing, and Abba Shaul and Rabbi Meir went way further. And they said he can't, won't be Machmo Machmir about the same Zera. Right? But that's the that was the discussion. Okay? Okay, fine. Adkan.
Before you start the next one.